Mishnayis Masecht Shabbos Perik Tazayin is learned Lilu Nishma Sererel Kibasid Pshneir Zalma Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Acharin Shal Pesach Hayalofim Tavshin Ayin. Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishma Sererel to benefit her soul. V'terek Shnasa Avelis Tei Nishma Sererel Tzeruda V'tzrer Achaim. Mishnah Aleph. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all holy writings, that includes the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. Torah Nevi Meksum. Matzilin Oison Mipnei Adleika, you can permit it to save them from the place where there is, if there's a fire in one house, you can save them from the yard of the next door, as we'll see in the Bar Tanura. Bein Shekoirin Behein, whether you read them on Shabbos, that is the prophets that you read, the Haftorah. Bein Shein Koirin Behem, whether you do not read them on Shabbos, which is the Kesuvim, because the, as we'll see, that they did not read the Kesuvim on Shabbos, so that everybody would come to listen to the rabbi's speech, but we can, so whether you read in them, whether they're Nevi'im, or whether you don't read in them, whether they're Ksuvim, nevertheless, you can still save them from the fire. Afal pi shekesuvim b'choloshin, even though they're written in another language, not in Loshin Kodesh, nevertheless, t'unim geniza, they require that you need to hide them, not to let them in a unrespectful way. So why don't we read in them in the Ksuvim on Shabbos? Because not to destroy the speech that is going on in the study hall. Matzilin teka sefer ima sefer, you can save the cover of the sefer together with the sefer. V'tika tefillin ima tefillin, and the cover of the tefillin together with the tefillin. Even if in the cover there is money, in addition to that, so he can also take along the money. And where do you save them to from the fire? To a street which is not open to pass through, but it's closed on three sides, and it's only one side, the fourth side is open. And then you have a lechi, which is a piece of board standing at the open side. It should be like a door. Ben Beseder, Merbe Beseder says, Aflam foolish, even if the fourth side is open without a lechi, then you are still permitted to save to them. So says the Bar Tanura, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all holy writings. That means that includes Afilu Nevi'im Uksuvim, even if it's the prophets and it's the writings. Matzilin Oison, you can save them Mechotzer from the courtyard Hanoflo Boyhadleika, Shenoflo Boyhadleika, in which a fire has started. Lechotzer Acheres, you can move them to another courtyard Shebe Oisoi Mavui, that is in that same street. Afal pi shaloi ervoi, even though they had not made an eruv, and ordinarily you cannot carry without an eruv, but because it's Kisvei HaKodesh, you can save them. V'hu sheyiyu ksuvim b'ksav ashuris u'b'lashon HaKodesh. The condition, however, is that they have to be written in the ksav ashuris, that's the writing where we write the letters of the Sefer Torah. U'b'loshon HaKodesh, it should be the Hebrew language, the language of the Torah in Hebrew. Then the Mishnah says, Bein Shekoirin Bahem. All this means, whether you read in them, that would include Kigoy Nevi'im, that is, the Nevi'im Shemaftirim Bahem, B'Shabbos B'Veis HaKnesses. Of course, the regular Torah, because that you read, but even talking about whether you read as Haftorah, Bein Shein Koirin Bahem, and whether you don't read in them, Kigoyin, for example, Ksuvim, the writings, the Af Yechidim and Koyin Behem B'Shabbos, even individuals don't read them on Shabbos. Not only do we not read them in the Shul, but even individuals don't read them on Shabbos, Mipnei Bitl Beis HaMedrash, because that would take people away, that would destroy the learning hall, the study hall, Kidl Kamon, as we'll see later on in this Mishnah, because there was the custom to give a drasha, a speech to the people on Shabbos, and they would teach them, the people, they would be teaching the laws of what's prohibited, what's permissible. If you should call you Mesa Choyl, because the old days of the week they are occupied in their work, and they prohibited to read in the writings on Shabbos at the time of the study hall, when there is the Rosh going on in the study hall, because they draw one's heart, the stories of the Kisuvim, and it'll bring people to hold back from coming to listen to the drasha. They'll be more interested in reading their writings. Then it says, and even though they are written in any language, still they would require, we'll see, gniza. They would require hiding and not letting them just hang around. They would be treated like Seamus. And there is an opinion that you can not read in them because they're not written in Lashon Kodesh. And we don't save them. As is stipulated before, the Bartanura break down so since there is those that hold you can't read in them, and we don't save them from the fire. Nevertheless, this Mishnah is teaching us that tu'unim gniza, you would require to hide them. And it is prohibited to let them be in a unattended place or hefker, treated disrespectfully. And that's why you require gniza, hiding them, putting them away, and burying them in the proper way. Then he says that you can take them away. Where do you carry them to? He says you carry them to the Movi Sheinim Afulish, to a street that is not open. So Yesh Lo Sholish Mechitzis, it has three walls. Velechi Echad, Beruach Revis, and it has a post, a lechi, on the fourth wall. Zehu Movi Sheinim Afulish HaAmur Kan. This is the meaning of a non-going through a mavui that is said over here. Sholish mechitzes b'lei lechi. If you have three mechitzes, but there is no lechi, the post on the fourth wall, zohu mavu mefulish. That would be considered a broken through mavui. V'ochi mefarish lo b'shas, and so it's explained in the Gemara, ve'ein alochik ben b'seder, because he says that you can even bring him to a mavui that is not mefulish. Mavus that is mefulish, but the aloch is not like him, and the aloch is like the Tanakama that you can only save it to a mavui that is not mefulish, which means that it has three walls and the fourth side has a lechi. Otherwise, you cannot save it. You're not allowed to carry it to there. Mishnah Beis, Matzilin Mozin Sholish Sudas. You can save only enough food for three meals. Haroi La'odom La'odom. The food which is fit for a human consumption, you can save for people. Haroi L'Behema. Food which is fit for an animal, L'Behema, you can save for the animal. Ketzad. How? So, how is this three meals that we're talking about? If the fire came out at night before eating, then you save the meals for three meals, the food for three meals. But if the fire broke out in the morning Shabbos before eating the morning meal, then you can save food for two meals. If the fire broke out on Shabbos to Mincha, then only Mosin Suda Achas, you can save food just for one meal. Rabbi Yesi says, La'ilam, all times, whenever the fire breaks out on Shabbos, Matzilin Mosin Sholish Sudas, you can still save enough for the meals of three meals. says the Bartanura, Matzili Mozin Gimul Sudis, V'af Al Gav, and although the Behetera Kotorach, even though that the person is troubling himself in a permissible way, the Holoi Shori Lei Latzuli Elo Luchotzer Hamu Uraves Bilvad, because they did not permit him to save only to bring the food into a courtyard that is has been with a Erev, Afiluhochi, still Loishori Leila Tsuli Tve, they still did not permit him to save more than the three meals. So what's the problem with doing more? Because he's not really doing a melacha on Shabbos, he's not putting it in a place which is prohibited. The reason is that the Bartanura Mipnesha Adam Mo Bohul Al Mamoine, because a person is excited and very worried for his monetary loss. Be Shorislay, and if you're going to permit him to go ahead and just move whatever he needs to, even though it's a permissible way, Osil Chabuyi, he might come to extinguish and do a melacha on Shabbos. What happens if Noflod Leiko Beleile Shabbos, if the fire finds on the night of Shabbos, but it was Koidem Achila prior to the eating, so then he can save three meals. If it's Shachris, in the morning Koidem Sud before the meal, he can save for two meals. Rabbi Yesi Eimer, La'ilum Humatzil, Rabbi Yesi says a person can always save for three meals. And his idea is, Hoyil V'yoyma Bar Hochihu, since the day is such that you eat three meals, even though he's already eaten one or two of those meals, but the day is such and it's still a permissible thing that he's troubling to because he's not doing any melacha. So therefore, he allows you to save for all three meals, for another three meals, even though he's after the first or the second meal already. But the halacha ke Rabbi Yosi, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, but you can only save for as many meals you still need to eat that Shabbos before Friday night 3, before Shachris meal 2, and before Mincha Shabbos Shudas, Shudas Shlishis, you can save only one. Mishneh Gimel, Matzilin Sal Mole Kikris, you can save a basket which is full with bread, with loaves, even if there is 100 meals there, because you take out the entire basket at once. The eagle shall devela, and if you have figs that are pressed together, a circle of pressed figs, or v'chaviz shel yain, or a barrel with wine, even there for many meals, you can still save it all at once. He can say to other people, go and save food for yourself. If these people are smart and they know that they are able to get paid for the work that they are saving, and let's say they have no need that they to save for themselves, so they wouldn't have any. So they can make with him an accounting after Shabbos how much their work is worth. And he has to pay them. Where do they carry the food that they save? To another yard which made an erev with the yard that the fire is in. Ben Beseder says, after the she'ena mu'revis, they may carry even to the yard which does not have an erev, with the house that is burning now, with the yard that's burning now, there too, they're also permitted to carry. Says the Bartanura, Matzilin Sal Moli Kikris, you can save a basket which is full of loaves. Hoyil Ubebas Achasu, since it's all together, all the loaves are being carried at the same time in the basket. Oh, Matzil, since it's all together, Mali Purta Mali Tuvo. So what difference does it make, a little or a lot? So it's the same amount of trouble, so therefore you can carry the whole basket. The eagle shall devela, and a circle of pressed figs, afapishu godl, even though it's large, yeshbe sudas harbe, and there's for many meals. And also everybody can go and save for themselves, imhoyu pikhim. And if they were smart, v'yoydim, and they know, she'im yishalu schar kipayalim, that if they're going to ask for payment as workers, lois schar shabbat shakli, they're not taking pay for work on Shabbos, which would not be allowed. Kivon demikora lav adaita deschar pu'ula bo, since from the beginning they did not come on the intention as payment for work, that's not the reason they came. Ois mimechesh mulachar Shabbos, they make with him a calculation, accounting after Shabbos, and they can get paid. And we're talking about a person who first fears heaven, that the owner, the Afal Gavdim Hefkede Kozochi, even though they're benefiting, when you talk about these people that are benefiting from the, or saving the food, so even though they're getting it from Hefker, from ownerless, Umash Hitzel did they have, and what he saved really belongs to him. Nevertheless, Lenicha Leidilis Anemi Achedim, he doesn't want to benefit from others, so he can Yoda, because he knows Dal Korcha Afkira, he knows that the owner whose house is on fire, whose yard is on fire, he gave up ownership against his will because of the fire. So technically it belongs to him. So if he's a Yerushalayim that is just given, but for free, he's also not willing. The litrach, that he should go and trouble himself. That's why he can take the payment. So after Shabbos, he can collect payment. That's why he said if he's pikhim, he can go and collect the payment. Mishnah Dalet, Ulasham, and there in the yard into which he saves the food, he can carry out all the vessels that he needs to use on Shabbos. And he dresses up, puts on clothes, anything he can may dress into. And he covers around himself anything that he can cover himself with. Rabbi Yosi says, Shmoina Osar Kelim, the 18 garments that he goes all time, is what he is allowed to carry out at once. And then he can take him off. Then he comes back a second time to the yard that is burning, and he puts on again 18 garments. Umeitzim takes it out. And so he can do many times. He can say to others, come and save with me. And each one of them can also carry 18 garments. So the Bar Tanura says, Bar Tanura, and to there he carries out the Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, that means L'chotzer HaMu'urevis, as in the previous Mishnah, that it means only to a yard that has been had an Erev with this Chotzer. And to B'Meseda, Afilu L'chotzer She'enu Mu'urevis, you can even take it out into a Choretz that did not have an Erev with this one, which they allowed it to. So to there, what does he take out also? The Klei Tashmishek, the vessels that he needs to use, that are needed to him for that day for the meal. And he also dresses up all what he needs, and he wraps up all what he needs. But the Bemseir of Yesi says that only 18 vessels that he is accustomed to wear during the weekday at once, and more no. The following are this, Hasarbel Ha'elyon, the upper sarbel, malbush shemalim oisei much v'tzemer gefen beitfira letfira, and the garment that is filled with a much, with some plush things and cotton in between one sew and the other sew, shekoyim ba'arvi, that in Arabic they call it machshia. Then you have a chagur rochuv, a white belt, shekoyim me'al lemadov, that he girds himself above his uniform, obeged tzar v'kotzer, and a narrow short garment, shekoidim belaz, is called gunya, v'choluk, and the undershirt, shelevish al besore, which he puts on his flesh, shekoidim kamiza, which is called kamiza, v'chagur shekoidim oleha, and then the belt that you put on the choluk, the koyvesh of Rosha, the hat that's in his head, umitz nefes, and another kind of a hat, naming olim, shabaraglov, and two shoes that are on his feet, ushnei botei shukayim, and two covers for his legs, ushnei botei yadayim, and two covers for his two hands. I mean, it's one cover, but for two 2 feet get 2 covers, and 2 hands get 2 covers. Shemalbishu meisim ala yedayim, that you put them on your hands. They put, I guess, individually, not like a short or pants, but you put on separately. Oh, the ones that you put on the hands of mechazim ben mazroyes, that you cover your hands ad ha'atzilya, till the atzilya. Ushnei redidim shemis nagi b'hem, and 2 redidim that he wipes with them. V'talis katan, and a small talis mechazim ben reishoy, that he covers his head, uksefei, and his shoulders. V'sudar shebitzavorei, and the scarf that's on his neck. And the 2 heads are in front of him. In Arabi it's called Shid. And then he can tell other people, come and save with me. Just like he can save, they can save too. Aval. So, but the Nura says, Aval the Il Omar, but previously when it comes to the food, the Mishnah said, Boyu Vatzilu Lochem. Come and save for yourself. And it doesn't say, come and save with me. Over here it says, Boyu Vatzilu, with regards to the garment, Imi. But over there it says, Lochem. So he says, Shepa Omim, because sometimes, over there could be a different. Imi, over here, it's always that he can carry 18 and they can carry 18. So it's exactly the same. But over there, Shepom Shumatzil Yoyser Mimashe Hem Yechadim Lahatzil. Sometimes he can save more than they can save with regards to the food. Keep going. Shehu lo yisod, if he hadn't had the meal, v'hem sodu, so they can carry, they can only take out for what they need for their meal. So that's why it's different, they from him. Or if he had his meal already, they didn't, they can carry more than him. So that's why over there it's lochem, depending on where they're standing with the meal. But here, it's imi, because it's always going to be the same. It's always going to be the 18 garments. Mishnehei, Rav Shimon ben Anas, Rav Shimon ben Anas says, Persin oir shel gidi, you can spread out a leather of a goat, al gabe sheide tevo migdol, on top of a box, or a dresser, or a amwar, she'ochaz behen ha'oir, that the fire has grabbed hold of them, mipnei shehu mecharch, because the leather just singes, but it doesn't burn, so it won't allow for the for this box and the amwar or the dresser that it should burn. Ve'osim mechitza b'chol hakelim, and you can make a wall with all types of vessels, bein melein bein rekonim, whether they're full with water or they are empty, bishvil, in order, shelaytavir hadleika, the fire should not go over to the other side of the vessels. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, b'klicheres chadoshim melein mayim. Rabbi Yossi says that earthen vessels that are new, that are full with water, you're not permitted to make a wall for blocking the fire, because they cannot withstand the fire. Behem yizbakim, so they will split and the water will spill out. Mechab menesad leike, and then they will extinguish the fire. Bartanura. So Rav Shimon Anas says that you can spread out the skin of the goat on top of the sheder teva migdol. What is a sheder? Says the Bartanura, ha'asuya kimin aroin. It's made like a box. Teva, that's a box, that's another box, that's katana shel shulchoni, that's a small one of a money changer. Umigdol, made like a tower, armura belaz, anwar, barvi manshar, shloshter shalais, all 3 of them are made out of wood. So you can cover them up with this skin of the gedi, mipnei shehu mecharech, because it singes, vein oir necheses boi, but the fire does not really grab hold. Umatzil, al kliyet shelo yisorev, and that protects the wooden vessel that it shouldn't burn, it doesn't allow it to burn. You can make a wall with all types of kelim, whether they're full or empty, bein melein, whether they're full with mayim, whether they're full with water, she'en yicholim, but or whether they're empty, but not, he says, with a new klicheres, that's full with water, she'en yicholim lekabel ha'seir, because they cannot withstand the fire, because they're new, so they're going to break. Rav Yosi holds that gram kibui osur, to cause extinction, to extinguish a fire, to cause on Shabbos, is osur, is prohibited, afilu b'mokam hafsid, even in a place where there is a loss of money, of mummy, there's a loss of mummy. Ve'in halacha k'Rav Yosi, halacha is not like Rav Yosi, but you could put a klei cheres chadash, even though it's going to split and it's going to extinguish the fire. Mishnah Vav. Ayved gilulim shabo l'chabes. A non-Jew that came to extinguish a fire. A nemrim l'kabei, we should not tell him to go extinguish. Ba'al t'chabe, and he doesn't have to tell him he should not extinguish the fire. But he does as he wishes. Mipnei she'in shvisose aleihem. Because resting of a non-Jew on Shabbos only belongs to a Jew. But not to a goy is allowed to do. Avol kotesh b'al chabes. But if a child's young child is coming to extinguish, and shemim lo, we don't listen to him. We don't allow him. Because his resting is upon the Jew. The Jew must see to it that his child should not do any melacha on Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura, ein emrim lo kabei. We do not tell him extinguish. Zamira lo evit gilulim. Because to say to a non-Jew to do a melacha is shvus. Is arresting is a prohibition of the Rabbanan against doing that as ever on a Shavuos mid Rabban. Al techaber, but on the other hand, you have to tell him don't extinguish. Ein tzarich limchiz biyadi. He doesn't have to protest against him. Eliyani chano, he should allow him viyechaber and let him extinguish. Mipnei she'ein shvisus ha'iv v'gilulim aleihem the Yisrael, because the resting of the non-Jew is not the responsibility of the Jew. Ein imuzer al shvisus ha'akom. He is not warned for the resting of the gilulim of the guy, when the guy is not a Jew's servant. Mishnah Zayin, koyfin kairo al gabei haner. You're permitted to put a plate over a burning candle. Bishul shleitechas bekoyde, so that the fire should not light the ceiling. Well, tsoya shel cotton. And you can cover up the a vessel over the excrement of a child, so a person should not get to step into it. And you can put a vessel over a snake, a scorpion, shouldn't bite. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'ase b'lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Barov. It happened a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It came to him a story in the city of Arov, that one covered with a plate over a snake. So Yechon said, I fear that he would have to bring a sacrifice, a chatas, a sin offering, because he captured the snake, and the snake wasn't biting him, he wasn't chasing to bite him, so therefore he wasn't allowed to do that. Says the Bar Tanura, koifin kaida shel cheres, that you can cover with a plate made out of clay, al gabi haner, over the candle. Ubavachel yichabe, but you can't extinguish. Av al pi sheneitel keli, even though he's taking a vessel, latzolos keder, to save the beams, to save the roof. Shener tells b'shabes, the koyre cannot be moved on Shabbos. It's muktzah, it's part of the building. And he's taking another keli to protect a keli which is not nitel on Shabbos, something which is not moved on Shabbos. So this was already questioned by Rabbi Yehuda, domer in keli nitel elo l'tzorech dovar hanitel, who says that you cannot take a keli only for something that can be moved, and over here not. I think one answer is that we're talking about that it's needed for the place of the keli. When he's picking up the keli to cover it, he needs the place of the keli. So you are permitted to carry that keli because you need the place where the keli was standing. And while you're carrying it ready, then we're putting it in the place to cover over the fire. Val tsoya shel katan. So it says about Tanura, Laf Tsoya shel nar katan ka omar. We're not really talking about the excrement of a young child, is what he's talking about here. The graf shel rei, because that would have the same status as a heap of rei of dirt. Umutar l'talkelu l'tzil ashmi. That's permissible to move it and to take it out to the garbage. But here is what he's saying. We're talking about this is tzoya of the excrement of the chickens. Mipnei hakotn, because of the child, shelo yitpach, so he shouldn't step in the slachlobo and get dirty in it. So the tzoya shel cotton of the cotton getting dirty. Okay, going. So for example, it's not in the house that you have to take it out because that would be allowed to. But this is tzoya zumanechas ba'ashpa. This tzoya is lying in the garbage already. Shebechotze. The leidami kame. It's not in before of him. V'lav grav shel reihu, and it's not considered a heap of dirt which he's permitted to take out of Metaltal on Shabbos. Hilkach, ein mutter l'taltal lo'itzio. Therefore, it's not permissible to move it and to take it out. Aval, koifin ala ha'kaido, but you can cover over it with a plate. Bishvil ha'kotosh lo'islachlich, so that the a child should not get dirty, you can cover that up even outside. Maise bo, one thing I said, was a story that came with Kvias Keli al-Akrov. They were covering a keli over a scorpion, over a snake. And this took place by Arov, Shem Akim, the name of a place, in that place of Arov. And Rabbi Yochanan responded, he says, I suspect, I worry about him, that he should not be liable for a chatos. The key, von shaloi hoya akrov, rotzacharov, since the scorpion was not running after him, I suspect, I worry, Shem Akim chatos, he might be liable for a chatos, for a sin offering, mishum tzeta, because he captured on Shabbos. It wasn't a pikuach nefesh, because it wasn't bothering him. Uliyim psak halacha, as far as the ruling, are you permitted to cover up these snake or a scorpion? Oysum bali ha'eris, those who have poison, shenoshchem amisim, that they bite and they kill, vadai, for sure, the kigoyin, like for example, anchoshim hasrofim, the nechoshim that burn, the kelev shoyta, and a foolish dog, mutar lahorgo miyad kshireis, and they're permitted to kill them as soon as you see them. Va'afilu shein rotzim achrov, even if they don't chasing him. Va'isom sheinum neshchum amisim, those that do not bite and kill. Va'adai for sure, elapam amisim pam enum amisim. But sometimes they kill, sometimes not. Im rotzim achrov, if they are chasing after him, mutar lahorgom, then it's permissible to kill them. V'im ein rotzim achrov, if they're not chasing after him, koif aleim keli, then you cover a vessel over them. V'im dorsom v'horgom lefi tumoi, if he stepped on them and he killed them, by the way, innocently, mutar, that's permissible. Because that means that he can just walk over them and just like, just by the way, just step on them and kill them. That is also permissible. You're not capturing them, but you're killing them like sort of derechagav, by the way, lefitumen. But if he wants to capture a snake because he wishes to play with it, that would be usur, that would be prohibited. Mishnah Ches. Ovid gilulim shehidlik asaner, a non-Jew who lit a candle for himself. Mishtamish leir Yisrael, so a Jew is permitted to use the light. V'im bishvil Yisrael, but if the non-Jew lit it for the purpose of the Jew, also then the Jew is not permitted to use the light. Mile ma'im lahashkiz behemta, if the non-Jew had drawn water to give his animal to drink. If there is leftover water in the vessel, mashke achrov Yisrael, so a Jew can give his animal to drink from that water. V'im bishvil Yisrael, but if he drew the water for the purpose for the Jew, also then the Jew isn't permitted to give his animal to drink from that water. Also nachri kevesh leded, but if the non-Jew made steps, a ramp to walk down on them, yered achrov Yisrael, so a Jew can walk down on those steps or the ramp after him. Im bishvil Yisrael. But if he made it the steps for a purpose of a Jew, then it's usur, then it's prohibited for a Jew to go on these steps. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel was kenim. It was a story that took place with Rabbi Gamliel, with the elders, people. Shoyboim b'Svina, they were on a traveling on a boat on Shabbos. But also if Gilulim Kevish laid by, and a non-Jew made steps for himself that he should be able to descend from the boat, the Yordu by Rabban Gamlulu's Kenim, and Rabban Gamlulu, the older people, also went down from the boat through the steps that the non-Jew has made. Says the Bar Tanura that Mile Mayim, a non-Jew who filled water, Miboyer Birshus Rabban, from a pit that is in the public domain, so there was a Malacha done from the Rishus Yochu to Rishus Rabban. Or he made a kevesh, if he makes a ramp, oisim bisvina gedela, you make by a large boat, laded by minasvina liabosha, to go down from the boat to the dry land. Ve'itzrich tana lashminon, and the tana needed to teach us both, the neir umayim, by the light, that if he created for himself, the Jew can use it, or the water that he filled for himself, the Jew can use it, in both cases. The itan a neir, because if you would only say the light havamina neir hu deshori, that it's only a candle that you're permitted to use after the goy, the lekel emigzer shema yar bishvul yisrael, because there isn't to a decree that he might increase and do more for the yid, the neir lechad neir lemei, because the same light that is used for one is also a light for 100, serves for 100 people, so it doesn't make a difference. He won't come to increase. Avol mayim, but with regards to water, the ikol lemigzer, there is to decree. There may be a suspicion that he might draw more water for the purpose of the Jew. Then it should be also. That's why I have to tell you, know that there too, the Jew can use after the goy what's left over from the water. Iyashmin and mayim. And if he would have just told you water, that you can use the water after the goy, havamina mayim hu bishvil Yisrael. Also, the other case, that if he draws the water specifically for the yid, that it's prohibited because there's an actual malacha the goy is doing for the yid. Aval neir, but neir, when he makes it, aval gav de bishvul Yisrael, you might have thought, even though he's making, lighting the candle for a yid, kiv on the yu nami tzarich lei, since he also needs it, he's doing it for the yid, but he also needs it, shari, you should be permitted, the neir lecha neir lemeya, for a light for one is a light for 100. Tzrich has to tell you that if the purpose of his doing this for the yid, even though his degoy is also benefit, that would be not allowed. The kevesh and the ramp. So why do we have to teach them about the ramp? That's the neir and the water. Afal gav the dam yil dam le neir, even though that it has the same similarity to neir. The kevesh lechot kevesh lemei, because once the ramp is there, is once for one, it also works for everybody, for 100. V'shumrai maise rabim gamlil v'zkenim tonelei, because he brings it down because of the story that took place with Avram Lil and the elders. That's why he teaches up the Maaseh Rav, that this was an action that happened actually with the Rav, and therefore to bring it down, he also brings down this halacha that took place with the Rav. This concludes the 16th chapter of Masechta Shabbos.